This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Hello, everybody.
Well, this is great. The phone system doesn't work again this morning. So
what?
Yeah, the phone system's busted again.
Son of a bitch.
I have to say, MJ, I've received several compliments on the quality of your phone, on the speaker. I know it's a hassle, but...
Well, I can't take listener calls.
Yeah, that's we like to interact.
It's part of what we do here, and the phone pot will not stay on.
Okay, well, that could be an issue.
We have four cell phones in the studio, so I'm working on a solution where we have people call in. Coop gets their number. Each of us call you back on our individual cell phone, and we hold our phones up around the room.
We need a bunch of cups and a bunch of long strings.
I don't know how much longer I can do this with this equipment.
For real.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I thought it was fixed yesterday.
No, it's not.
It's only 24 hours. I mean, you know, it takes a while.
Ah, jeez.
The engineer, Tim, comes in with a new piece of equipment. We thought it was new. And he blows like...
he didn't blow dust.
No, literally, he goes...
It was like a dust storm over the plains of Kansas, just filling the studio.
It wasn't like a Scooby-Doo scene where they're going through some abandoned haunted mansion and they
finding the magical papers.
There was no dust on it. But no, the inside baseball deal here is we like to take phones on this show. And we'll go to the phones, you know, 800-990-1047. And we got a problem here in that the slider, the fader, where the phone comes up, the button won't stay on. And then yesterday I had Legally Blind Mike on. I tried to just hold the thing on, but then it was like, it was stuttering as the pot was trying to turn itself off. So.
Well, the text line is working.
Yes.
So, that doesn't do much for having callers on the air.
No. We have a solution. Instead of replying to us by calling in, text us your reply, dear listeners of ours, and Roxanne will read each one in a different voice.
And I have a bigger problem, I have a much bigger problem. I might have contaminated myself this morning.
Oh, no.
I might be contaminated. This could be Chernobyl level, folks. Hold on. Did I contaminate myself? Stand by. We'll get into this in minutes here on the MJ Morning Show on a Tuesday, just getting rolling. Busy show today. Don't move. Back in a second.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
There's a boil water order in effect for the city of Tampa, as well as parts of Hillsborough County, right? Some other parts of the area, correct?
Yeah, a couple of other neighborhoods, but it's in the city primarily.
Yeah. And I brushed my teeth this morning, and I didn't boil the water before I brushed my teeth, so I think I've been contaminated.
Ooh, this could be bad.
But you got amoebas.
I've got leptospirosis.
Yes.
Is that on the list?
Roxanne has a complete list of things you can get by not boiling your water this morning.
Don't look at me. I'm a hideous.
You got scoliosis from it.
Tainted water can cause cholera.
I got gonorrhea.
Oh.
I've got gonorrhea from
Giardia. I don't know what that is, but it sounds... What sounds is it? Giardia?
Yeah, that's a drug they're advertising on television now.
No, that's Giardiance.
It heals itching skin or scratching butt or something.
Have you noticed that every time you turn on the TV, there's a new drug with some made-up name? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's literally, every single day I turn on the TV, I see a new commercial. You know, Ozempic! What the hell?
And a disclaimer without what it actually does to you, the possible side effects at the end that are worse than whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares about that? Let's talk about drugs on TV.
Might cause compulsive gambling.
I call my son Sky Rizzy.
Sky
Hey, come here, Sky Rizzy. This is a nickname around the house. It's always on.
That's another drum.
I know.
I've seen a commercial for that as well. Sky Rizzy.
My son comes up. I'm like, what's up, Sky Rizzy?
Who's coming up with these names?
Are there any drugs for scurvy? Like Scurvantix?
Yes. The drug for scurvy is oranges.
Oh.
Yes. Limes.
A vitamin C shot.
Yeah, bring up the magic song, will you, please? Oh, 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 it's magic. How much do they charge Ozempic for that song?
Is it Ozempic? I think it's something else.
No, it's Ozempic. And listen, the commercial's doing the job because we're remembering the name of the damn product. It's I couldn't tell you what the hell Ozempic does. No, I don't need the Ozempic commercial.
Oh, sorry.
Bring up Magic by Pilot. That's the name of the group that does that
song. Not as effective as the old Smiling Bob commercials.
The Smiling Bob commercials?
The Wiener commercials, remember?
What was that one? Yeah, don't take the live one.
Don't take the live one.
That's the record. Yeah, do that.
Right, it's Ozantic.
It's what? Yeah, see, this is the song that Ozempic is using. And it's the 1970-something hit from the group Pilot. And this is called Magic.
Ho, ho, ho,
Ozempic!
That's what the song is now.
It is.
These guys ripped off the commercial.
Hey, let me roll back. Hey, man. Right here. It's Ozempic.
No, it's not. It's not.
Hey, you son of a bitch. It's not magic. It's Ozempic. It is Ozempic.
Ho, ho, ho. It's magic.
Who are these rip-off artists?
It's Ozempic, you son of a... Stop it.
Never believe.
You're a liar. It's Ozempic. It's not it's magic.
What's magic is how they have like $3 million now in their bank account for the royalty rights. This song airing all the time. All right. Seriously, though... There's a boil water notice for the city of Tampa.
There is.
That also affects, and I didn't realize this because I'm a moron, it affects your ice machine too.
Of course it does, because if the water is being used out of the regular city supply in your ice machine, then of course it's going to affect your ice.
Well, we're talking about this last
night. Guess what? It's going to affect your toilet also. Do you drink out of that?
TMI,
shower habits. I always get water in my mouth, spit it out constantly while I'm taking a shower. Do you guys do that? Don't do that during the boil water
Gross.
Notice.
Gross.
Yeah, your refrigerator water?
You drink hot shower water?
Oh, yummy.
I don't drink it.
Go get some Swiss Miss hot chocolate mix while you're in the shower. And why don't you mix that with your hot shower water?
Disgusting, Roxanne.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, nothing.
I drink some nice, refreshing hot shower water while I'm in the shower.
I have a taste for some bath water.
Anyway, I love this guy, Josh. You hear Josh? This guy, Josh, was on News Channel 8 last night. And Josh was interviewed. He tried to go to Wawa because of the boil water order. A lot of places shut down. Restaurants, Busch Gardens,
yes.
Busch Gardens shut down yesterday.
They're also closed today.
Why? Because of the water rides?
Yes.
I don't think it's because of the water rides. I think it's just...
The flumes are shut down?
It's potable water for people to drink and prepare food and stuff. So Busch Gardens is closed again. Tell you what, that contractor, you're in trouble. Are they going to be responsible?
Fester, are you doing a side job as a contractor?
It sounds like a...
So that's what contaminates the city.
They were doing some water repairs or some kind. They were doing something, and they busted a huge water main and just a whole, like, class 5 rapids of water coming down the street. Oh, it was crazy. And now we have a boil water order in effect for the entire city of Tampa and then also parts of Hillsborough County. It includes Eastlake, Fairview, Herschel Heights, Pebble Creek, Palm River, and Seaboard. Those are areas where the boil water order is also in effect. Did you see how to decontaminate your water? Bring the water to a rolling boil, hold it there for 1 minute.
What? This is Alaskan bush people?
that aerate the boiled water by pouring it from one container to another several times to improve the flat taste left by the boiling. Oh, use bleach. Oh, they want you to drink bleach now.
Okay, yeah. They don't want you to drink like a gallon.
Hang on, this is important. If you use bleach, if you cannot boil your water, add 8 drops, about an eighth of a teaspoon of bleach to 1 gallon of tap water. Shake, then let stand for 30 minutes before drinking. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
this is like science.
That's
lab.
A process.
I feel like I'm in chemistry class to brush my teeth.
How about buy a bottle of water? There you go.
My God. Anyway, this guy, Josh Stills, was interviewed by News Channel 8. Listen to this.
It was very surprising and it was very, you know what I'm saying, disappointing. I need gas and I got to use the bathroom. This ain't good.
No, this ain't good. No. So he was trying to go to Wawa and the Wawa was closed. And he said,
I need gas.
He needs gas.
I need gas.
He needs gas. He's got to use the bathroom.
I got to use the bathroom.
I love Josh Stills.
He needs gas and he has gas. So he needs both services from the Wawa.
And guess what?
This ain't good.
No, it's not.
That sums it up.
And like I said, that contractor, the third party that busted the water main. Ooh, you're in trouble.
That's going to cost a lot of money.
Golf was over for me.
What the heck was that?
I was trying to play a video and then some stupid vein center popped up.
Oh,
sorry.
Great. All right.
Now listen, it looked like Congo River Rapids down the street.
You could boogie board down the street down the water.
So be careful, City of Tampa. I brushed my teeth this morning and I didn't boil the water. And I could maybe drop dead during the show. All right, we're just getting rolling here, folks. Ozempic. Brought to you by Ozempic.
I wish.
It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. Busy, busy Tuesday show. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, 6:31. It's Tuesday morning. And for those that might have heard me tease this Zoom situation, this embarrassing situation that developed at the end of November during a homeowners association meeting, at least there is speculation. People are assuming that something went on. There are two sides to every story. There's a chance, guys, there's a chance that we might get to hear the attorney's side of the story. Hold on to that. I'll explain that in just a second. Anyway, for those that heard us yesterday and I said, hey, 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to talk about this situation on Zoom and something happened during a Zoom call. And is this what happened? People are saying that they saw this, and people are jumping to conclusions. Was it the proper jump? All right, here's the deal. There is a video, and it's still up on YouTube, but I also have some intel that the request was made by the lawyers involved, and I said lawyers because I have some new information. There is word that the request has been made to YouTube, which is owned by Google, to remove the video. So can you just check and see? Coop, you looked at it just a few minutes ago. It's still up and playing. So I don't know how long the process takes for you to request for Google or YouTube to take a video down. The video is of this, a Zoom meeting. This video in the last week or so, late last week. So what is today? Tuesday. I found out about this on Friday evening is when I started getting emails about it. So I get emails after our show on Friday. Hey, MJ, you got to take a look at this video. So this video initially was rocketing through the Tampa Bay area legal community. Now, we were the first to talk about this on the air. What are you doing, Roxanne?
I'm watching the video.
Again?
You're making all kinds of gestures
my
over here. And
goodness.
And you're covering your face. And
I think this video makes her uncomfortable.
Hello? I didn't watch it all yesterday. I just watched like 2 minutes of it yesterday.
So you're obviously honing in on some of the facial expressions.
Because you heard me yesterday. I was trying to give everybody the benefit of the doubt because, you know, someone, maybe there's an electrical outage underneath the desk.
We still are trying to give people benefit of the doubt.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Right, so the deal is, we were the first to talk about this in the media. The video is of a Zoom meeting from November 24th from the Cory Lakes Homeowners Association. That's in New Tampa. And what people are believing they're seeing is one of the participants involved had some interesting activity allegedly or going on under the desk. And the deal is, you got to take a look at the video, and you have to tell us what you think that you're seeing in the video. And it's a wide shot. For whatever reason, the camera on the desktop for the Zoom video, it's ultra, ultra wide. And I don't know if they thought that it was only like a head and shoulders shot, but you can generally see yourself on the Zoom screen. So you can see what your image looks like. And you can see a guy crawling on the floor from the side of the desk, and then he appears to go under the desk. And, of course, the female attorney is sitting in a chair, and this guy crawls under the desk. So the assumption is that something was going on under the desk. Now, we're not using the lawyers' names, although, and I say lawyers because we now know that not only was the female lawyer who was representing the Homeowners Association, she's the one that's visible on the Zoom video, but we understand that the other guy crawling on the floor is another lawyer at the firm. Well, was. It's our understanding that both of the lawyers have been terminated, so that would seem to lead to the suggestion that maybe something did go on that was inappropriate.
So that was not an engineer.
We don't know all the details.
No, it was not the IT guy crawling on the floor to fix a USB cable.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, we don't know all of the details at this point, but the video is crazy. The video, in fact, I've got some audio here from the call, from the Zoom video, and there's an interesting part of the actual Zoom call where the lawyer's speaking.
A couple of the things we wanted to discuss tonight is I have proposed 4 separate policies for the association to adopt. One is the collection policy, an enforcement policy, a member's inspection policy, and a records inspection. A member's decorum policy. And each of these tracks...
A member's decorum policy. Mm. I think that the decorum is a very interesting policy to talk about here. So, there is a chance that one of the attorneys might come on the show in the next couple of days to give their side of the story. Because they're saying it's not what you think it is. Hold on. Back in a minute. MJ Morning Show.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hi, everybody. MJ here along with Froggy and Fester and Roxanne. And Roxanne just blushes when we put this video on. Incidentally, the Zoom video, for now, the link is on our webpage. And you really ought to visit MJMorningShow.com every morning. Because as the show goes on, as things happen, we add content every day to the MJ Morning Show website. So MJMorningShow.com, the Zoom video is up of this Property Owners Association meeting. The question is, what are you seeing here? There is a backstory. I've heard that they're claiming that it was just a tickle situation, that it was not a situation where some other things went on under the desk.
Okay, I'm sorry, I just have to back up. A tickle situation? That's
yes.
Like the PR statement?
Well, I'm just getting some word from the inside. And like I said, there's a chance that one of the attorneys might come on the program to tell their side of the story. And I would welcome that.
Yes.
Because I don't want to jump to any conclusions here. And both sides, right now, do you see anything occur? Just the supposition on where the guy was crawling and what was going on under the desk. And then whoever put this video up, which is somebody apparently part of this homeowners association, that the story is might have a vendetta against the lawyers or the law firm. So there's a whole different sidebar story to this that we might be able to get one of the lawyers involved to tell on the air. So we'll see what develops. I should know more later today.
MJ, are law firms, do they battle like that? Is it a very...
No. It's not law firm against law firm.
Oh, okay.
Apparently...
Inside job?
Apparently it is just an individual that might have had some other case with this law firm that didn't turn out very well, or the law firm was opposing this other... There's a whole backstory here that we do need to hear. But when you look at the video... Do you believe that anything else could be going on than what people are suggesting, that there was some inappropriate activity going on underneath the desk? And again, the video's up on our website, and you better watch it quickly because we're told that it might disappear, that a request has been put in for YouTube to remove the video. MJMorningShow.com, that's MJMorningShow.com. And is it still like on the featured item up on top?
Yeah, it's a top item on MJMorningShow.com.
Okay. MJMorningShow.com, yes, Roxanne.
Kind of brings up a question. When you are on a Zoom call, who just focuses on themselves and looks at how they look, like, okay, do I look okay? And who really pinpoints every other person on the Zoom call? Because I know, especially if you have a number of people on it, it's kind of hard to zoom in. In other words, I think someone would have had to be pretty focused on that particular individual to come up with this.
I see what you're saying, because
like they're looking
on a Zoom call, the squares are pretty small. But when somebody speaks, can't it go full screen? Is that automatic sometimes?
It's a feature you have to set up. If you look during the course of this video, the other tiles around her highlight because those people are speaking.
It's like the Brady Bunch. You know, here's the story of love. I mean, all the tiles are all over, like the Brady Bunch intro.
This obviously was recorded, and then a camera was positioned on a tripod just focusing on her quadrant.
So this was recorded on a hard drive. I said hard drive. This was recorded, and then you're right. Then it was re-recorded off a screen where they just zoomed in. And then whoever posted this on YouTube, they also added graphics. They added font. They added
a
graphic narrative as to what they think is going on under the table, and then the left arm of the lawyer at the desk.
See, who I feel bad for, I feel bad for the guy in the bottom corner with the bad hairline in the bottom. It's like it's the top of the bald guy in the tile below her.
Why do you feel bad? We have no idea who the guy is.
Listen, this guy's here. Everybody knows how bald he is now. How bad his lighting is at his house.
Hey, Fester, how tough has this been for you with COVID-19? How tough has it been for you that you haven't been able to visit your favorite all-you-can-eat buffets?
All right. I would really appreciate you not talking about something so personal.
Can you hold on to this a second?
Because I don't know.
There might be some good news. But the all-you-can-eat buffet business has been just clocked. It has been just mangled beyond belief.
Remember when Sweet Tomatoes went out of business?
Oh, yeah. Sweet Tomatoes is near and dear to the Schnitt and MJ family heart. My God, my kids virtually grew up at Sweet Tomatoes on Dale Mabry near Home Depot in 275.
The waitress would watch your kids once in a while, right?
Well, Jeffrey was the guy there for a long, long time. He's there for like 30 years. Jeffrey, nicest guy in the world. Hold on to that thought. Fester, there might be some good buffet news that everyone needs to hear coming up.
This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Fester, tell me about what has happened in your life since the beginning of COVID-19 and your love of the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Well, MJ, you know me as well as anybody, and you know that all-you-can-eat buffets are my absolute favorite style of restaurant.
Well, it's sort of what you live for. You know, yeah. I've got no reason to live anymore.
I have not been to an all-you-can-eat buffet since February.
What all-you-can-eat buffets were out there prior to COVID? That's Stacy's Buffet. Are they still around or they go out?
No, they're Stacy's. No, they're gone.
So they went Chapter 11 or whatever. They're out.
As well as Piccadilly Cafeteria.
Okay, first of all, I am a loyal follower of the Church of Golden Corral.
Okay.
I love the Golden Corral.
The COVID fountain.
Are they the ones with the chocolate fountain?
Listen, if you want to hit pay dirt at Golden Corral, you have to be at the buffet when they bring all the fried shrimp out, because I just bring a bucket.
Just take the stainless steel bin out and take it back to your table. Just walk the whole bin, take it.
I am also an enormous fan of any kind of Asian.
You got that first part.
Enormous, enormous was the right word.
You could stop there.
Okay, we're done with the bin. All right,
any kind of Asian themed
Sushi, Chinese buffets.
I've been to Japanese buffets. Yeah. I've been to Chinese buffets that had pizza on them. Oh, the best of both worlds.
A Chinese food buffet with pizza on it?
The last restaurant buffet I went to was in Clearwater, a place called Duff's. MJ, it was fantastic.
Really?
It was like a country buffet. Oh, if I could have let my house fall into foreclosure and move into Duff's and just live there, I would have.
I feel so bad. I'm so empathetic for these restaurants and just businesses affected by COVID. But the all-you-can-eat buffet has just gotten slammed.
What's your style, Fester, when you're at the buffet? How do you what do you offer people for success?
All right, so how do you pace yourself?
Exactly.
What do you start with?
I know that I feel a little bit of adrenaline when I go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and you got to have a little strategy.
What cheap filler items do you avoid, like the plague?
Going with Fester to a buffet is quite an experience.
Because there's got to be buffet psychology. There's got to be all-you-can-eat buffet psychology. It's probably a university-level course.
Yeah.
I want to go to USF. I want to take some
buffet 101.
All-you-can-eat buffet psychology courses.
You always want to follow the NBR when you're at a buffet.
NBR.
Right. The no bread rule. No bread rule. Bread's fillers.
And cheap.
Cheap. I walk into a buffet.
You go right for the crab legs.
I walk into a buffet with Roxanne. They need like four Roxannes to come to that buffet to outweigh what I'm going to eat.
Do you remember the story? And we might have even mentioned this. Did we mention the buffet story? Oh, I think it was on the podcast, maybe. But there was a story out of like Port Richey or Newport Richey or Hudson, somewhere up there. There was a story like 10, 12, 13 years ago where all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet that they had snow crab legs on the buffet, didn't they end up calling the cops on a guy?
For the crab legs.
Yeah. Remember that story?
I think so, yeah.
There was some crazy story. The guy just was devouring. They bring out the crab, he'd take them all. And then finally they said, you leave. And it turned into some kind of incident. I think the police were involved on that one.
Hearty eater says the buffet banned him from eating crab legs.
Is this?
I don't even know if that's the story.
Click on it. This is from 2008. It might be.
Yeah. I was going to say it was a long time ago. Three.
Hang on a minute. No, that's in Houma,
Alabama.
Houma.
Houma's Louisiana.
Is that Louisiana? Okay, yeah. This is Louisiana. So, I mean, these stories have happened across the country, obviously. The reason why I bring this up, Fester, is could this company be helping to bring back the all-you-can-eat buffet? There's a company that has air jets of air to protect, like almost like an air jet wall to keep the food they claim safer. Most popular buffet chains have closed shop. Others have embraced curbside pickup or invented new experiences such as no-touch all-you-can-eat dinners. How do you do that?
You can keep ordering and they bring it to you.
What do you mean? In the parking lot?
Well, they give you a menu, and right. you tell them what you want, and the staff gets it.
Oh, you go inside.
Right. Like, you put a little red card up on your table, you're ready for more meat.
So you are sitting in the restaurant,
right.
and then an employee with gloves and all kinds of masks on and face shields and welder's helmets, they're going to get your food, right?
Brazilian steakhouses do that normally.
Yeah. You know, my daughter wants to go to, Texas Day Brazil? And I think that they have outdoor seating because we're only doing the outdoor thing still. And Boys Out closed. I used to love Boys Out. Remember that?
Yeah.
Right across from International Plaza.
They closed?
Yeah. That's been redone for years now. Yeah.
Like 15 years ago, they closed.
But Chloe's like, Dad, can we go to
somewhere else?
Can we go to Texas State, Brazil? All right, well, here's the deal. You got a company more than 9 months after the COVID thing hit. Buffet industry is still reeling from the loss of self-service stations as states reinstate the indoor dining restrictions. One small business is banking on the sector's comeback and has manufactured a device meant to help the industry recover. Pennsylvania-based FoodSign Pros is piloting a food protector that repurposes technology around for decades. It's called the Air Shield Fester. And it uses a continuous flow of air to keep respiratory droplets away from the salad bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Could they just use a Dyson blade, like from the bathroom?
just rip that off the bathroom wall.
Just put like 20 of them up there.
Rip it off the bathroom.
Nothing's going to penetrate that.
You know, those Dyson blades, didn't I hear that they throw fecal matter all over the place?
They're so bad. Don't ever use those.
They never get wiped clean.
Yeah. Those things are supposed to be nasty.
Oh, man.
The air jets, they hurl all kinds of, like, fecal particles all over your face.
They're just loaded with duty.
All right, I'm getting messages on our Facebook page from...
Froggy, that's like a six-year-old term.
My kid says it all the time.
Six-year-old, right. That's about right.
What were you saying?
I'm getting messages from other fellow buffet lovers from around the Bay Area. My favorite restaurant is Fred's in Plant City. If you guys haven't been there... You guys are missing out.
Of course. My wife used to work at the state attorney's office in Plant City.
Okay.
I thought you used to say she used to work at Fred's.
Yeah.
If your wife...
Out there with Tanya and the crew, yeah.
Your wife could make biscuits at Fred's, and it would be fantastic. Oh, love Fred's. Yeah.
What's bad buffet etiquette?
Elbowing people in line. it's not like you're playing basketball and you're trying to elbow
people. How about
people.
Reaching in front of somebody to grab what they're about to grab?
I don't have a big problem with that.
Yeah.
grabbing with your hands.
Yeah, so what do you think? The air curtain. This company has the air curtain that could be a potential technology to help bring some buffet safety back.
I would be concerned if it would cool down my food too quickly.
Or blow the food around.
Yeah, seriously. Or just blow germs straight onto the food. I don't know if this is going to work.
I'm thinking like tomato sauce all over Fester's shirt. He doesn't need an air curtain to blow food on his shirt. You look like a tablecloth that's well used after you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, don't you?
That's every day. Every day.
Oh, boy. All right, so Fester, there's some hope for the all-you-can-eat buffet industry.
Isn't this an eater song?
Yeah, it's Mad Eater.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's she's a buffet eater. Watch out, here she comes. She's an all-you-can-eat buffet eater.
That's a Skrizzle song.
Hey, Skrizzle, come on. You gotta jump on this thing, man. All right. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. 7:04, back in a moment.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Are you guys aware of what sovereign citizens are? You ever hear about sovereign citizens? This has been floating around for, I don't know, I've been probably aware of this for about a decade. There's an interesting item that I just wanted to make people aware of, so hang on. Oh, also, did you see the story about the Israeli intelligence guy and the claims of aliens and UFOs? Have you seen this? This is pretty interesting this morning. Hang on, we'll get to that in a second. Hey, Cooper, our producer on the program. Cooper, you had something to say?
Yeah, I just had Melissa call up. She said Zephyr Hills has a Golden Corral, and it's open.
Oh, we're not disputing that they're closed. It's just, I'm guessing you can't go to the Golden Corral and just walk up to a buffet these days.
Oh. Fester's eyes just lit up.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that you can go into the Golden Corral, and Fester, you're talking about employees that will do the buffet shopping for you?
I mean, that's what some restaurants are doing. I gotta say,
Like supermarket sweep on the buffet? Is that they...
What day is today?
Today's Tuesday.
Okay, I might be coming up on my 1-year anniversary of actually being in a Golden Corral, so I don't know what they're doing there, but Maybe I should do some reconnaissance after the show and just stick my head under the chocolate fountain. Oh, that was the best. Oh my! It moved.
What? Festus, stop.
Oh, my God. It moved.
Will you stop?
You're so belly. Your belly moved.
Melissa and Zephyr Hills, thank you very much for listening and checking in. And we know that a lot of places are open. It's just that the standard, like, for instance, I was at Britain Plaza the other day. I was on Southdale Mabry. I had to pop into Publix to get something, masked up, obviously. And you've got that Chinese buffet in Britain Plaza. It's been there for years.
That's a great buffet.
Yeah, I know. I was there. It's been a long time since I was there, but I gotta believe that they're having employees that are doing the buffet picking for you, right?
I was not kicked out of that buffet, but they gave me side eye. I got Asian side eye.
You they looked at you funny, and they're looking at you like,
I went straight crawdaddies,
right?
And I had like if I told you I had 15 plates,
right?
there's not that much meat in them. It's like a little finger nugget.
You burn more calories in the mouth.
And
right?
Of course, side eye is when somebody kind of looks at you from the side, and it's a passive aggressive.
Girls
gesture.
Do it a lot.
Everybody knows what it is.
Yeah, it's a passive aggressive gesture. So,
like, oh, fat man, eat all food.
Yeah, they come by my table. Like, are you done now? I'm like, oh no.
And may I take a moment here to wish Coop, our producer, a happy birthday?
Hey.
Thank you.
Wow. Who gives a turkey?
23 years old. We got a real Generation Z guy here. Not a Turbo Z, but we got a Generation Z guy here on the show. 22 yesterday, 23 today. Where were you born, Coop?
Orlando.
So you're born. Oh, you were, really?
Yeah.
Want me to read his birthday horoscope?
No.
What he's all about?
No, we don't.
Please don't.
We don't do horoscopes.
It says he's exceptionally attractive.
I'm shutting your mic off.
Hey.
We don't do horoscopes on this show.
More proof that horoscopes are fake.
Fester, have I ever done a horoscope or anything like that in how many years have we been? Since 1994?
No disrespect to any other morning show that does that crap.
Did he say anything about extremely round faces?
No, it says he's exceptionally attractive no matter what you look like.
That's right.
Shut her mic off.
Yes.
Well, I have a fun fact about my birthday. My mom.
First of all, don't ever say fun fact on the show.
He knows that rule. He's piggybacking on her terrible zodiac signs.
Don't ever use the term. I don't care if it's your birthday, you bastard. Don't you ever say fun fact on this show. Have you noticed people are saying that? Fun fact. Fun fact. Where did that come from? If you say fun fact to me, I want to throat punch you. All right?
Quick little tidbit.
The last thing they ever are is fun. Ever.
What is your little tidbit?
So, my mom told me that she waited to have me so I could be born on the Doors lead singer's Jim Morrison's birthday.
Oh, your mom's a hippie.
Really?
Yeah.
Is today Jim Morrison's birthday? Really?
Yeah, and Nicki Minaj.
Who the hell cares about Sammy Davis? What?
Really? Sing a Doors song right now.
What's that? We just played a Doors song, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
Come on, baby.
Baby, light my fire, right?
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Yeah, I knew that one, but that's the only one I know.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
He sings about being a Sagittarius, so that's what probably stuck in your mom's mind.
Stop with your horoscope crap. Stop with that.
Ugh.
All right, please, thank you.
Hey, you want a fun fact about Jim Morrison?
Next thing we know,
bring it.
Gary Spivey in here.
Gary Spivey still around?
Oh, yeah.
God, I hope
huge helmet wig.
All right. Sovereign citizens.
I've never heard that term before.
I've heard sovereign nations.
I heard it.
Sovereign citizens, they're folks that think that the laws of society do not apply to them, that they are above the law because they declare themselves a citizen of a different sector, a different operation. And now the latest, if police pull over people that believe in sovereign citizen crap, they'll say, I'm not taking this ticket. You have no jurisdiction over me. I'm a sovereign citizen.
There's so many YouTube videos of people doing that.
There are shootouts that have occurred. There's some crazy stuff that's happened. And now police in Seattle are warning homeowners about a group that's knocking on doors of pricey waterfront properties. And they're claiming that they're the rightful owners. And in one case, told a woman that she was being evicted, get out. I'm a sovereign citizen. This is my place. The individuals identify themselves as Moorish sovereign citizens, according to KIRO. That's Cairo TV out in Seattle. The group believes they're independent from any government interference and own all the land between Alaska and Argentina, according to Edmonds,
wow,
Washington Police Sergeant Josh McClure. You might remember me from such police agencies as the Akron Police Agency. McClure. Yes.
So this group of lawless people own everything from Alaska everything on the Pacific side?
There are a variety of these sovereign citizens. I don't think they all subscribe to this type of Moorish thing, but that's one example. So they're knocking on doors, and they're saying, get out, this is mine. I'm a sovereign citizen, this is my property.
They're the one, they always follow cops, too, and like try to record them.
Yeah, bait them. I'm sure that any cop listening,
they go down to town hall a lot and film stuff to bait those guys.
I'm sure that any cop listening has had some kind of an interaction with a sovereign citizen. Hey, if there are any cops listening, you don't have to use your name. You don't have to say what agency you're with. But if we have any po-po listening, any cops listening right now, and you've had a run-in with a sovereign citizen, love to hear your story. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Or anyone else listening that's had any issue, or do you claim to be a sovereign citizen?
Okay.
What are we going to say, Fester?
Are our phones working?
Well, I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay.
All right, so we'll see, because our phones have been kind of busted. Not calling in, that works. But
getting him on the air. Yeah,
keeping him on the air has been kind of busted.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, 728. Of course, City of Tampa, boil water order in effect, and also parts of Hillsborough County. We'll get into those details in just a bit. Also, my favorite audio bite of the day has emerged from this water main break, and the company that did it, I'm sure, is in just a wee bit of trouble. It was like a third-party construction company that bashed and smashed this water main. Froggy, are you working on some Scrizzle? I'm sorry. Is Scrizzle? I thought I heard some Scrizzle coming out of one of the studios and the pizza.
Well, I'm trying to work on my... There might possibly be a performance this Friday.
Oh, man, dude.
And I'm trying to pre-record my song to have a little vocal in the song as well to sort of spice up the performance a little bit.
You need to get a gig, a deal with Little Caesars Pizza, Scrizzle.
Oh, I'm just waiting. You know, the sponsorship deals are starting to roll in for Scrizzle, and the endorsement deals are starting to roll in.
All right, so Froggy's little alter ego. All right, now, do you have something to play this morning?
Nothing to play this morning.
You don't have something recorded? How about the Pop-Tart song? Is that done yet?
The Pop-Tart song's been done. You asked me to do some rewrites, and I couldn't handle the rewrites. They didn't work.
Well, what do you mean they didn't work?
I would have had to record the whole song, and, you know, Scrizzle...
Why doesn't Scrizzle record the whole song again?
Because Scrizzle pumps out magic. He doesn't want
to... Do I have anything to play today? Can I play a little bit of something?
You can play the Pop-Tart song if you want.
But it doesn't have the revisions that I asked for.
No, it doesn't. You can wait for the revisions if you want.
Because Scrizzle, well, maybe we'll listen to a little bit, and I'll explain what the revisions are that I wanted that Scrizzle, I think Scrizzle screwed up.
Scrizzle wasn't very happy with your rewrite suggestions.
Hold on. We'll get into that in just a bit. Let me grab this retired deputy sheriff, and hopefully the phones will work and not shut off, but right now they're working. Hey, retired deputy, how you doing? Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Good. Thank you very much.
All right. So you heard us talking in the last segment. We're talking about the sovereign citizens, and there's a warning out on the West Coast, especially in the Seattle area, that some of these sovereign citizens who don't think that regular rules and laws, state and federal, apply to them. They think that they write their own laws, they can do whatever they want, that they can't be arrested. And the latest is out in Seattle, if you're just tuning in, Seattle authorities are warning homeowners about this group. They're knocking on doors of expensive massive homes, waterfront homes, and they say that we're the rightful property owner. Get out. We're evicting you. And this is going on. They are basically coming to say that they're from this particular group, and they're there to repossess the home, and they want the people to vacate the premises. In recent weeks, the group has been targeting homes that were put up for sale in Snohomish County, just outside of Seattle, but have run similar scams in other parts of the country. So the sovereign citizens are running all over the state of Florida, by the way. So as a retired deputy sheriff, and do you want to mention the agency you were with or no?
No, it's okay. I'll stay away from that.
Okay, so a big local agency with one of the counties, right?
Correct.
All right, how long have you been retired?
Over a year.
Oh, okay, so freshly retired. So what was your experience with these sovereign citizens, traffic stops or whatever?
Well, you're absolutely correct. They feel that they have no jurisdiction within the areas of what law enforcement or any government actually has to pertain. They actually feel that they don't have to actually acquire any license plates. They don't have to require paying any taxes. They actually feel that they are basically a government of their own. And they actually have followed by a religious book that they carry, and they'll have actually followed by these books. And anytime that they are detained, basically like within inside the jailer, and they'll inform you that they're being unlawfully detained.
And then they quote you some kind of, they quote you some language about that?
Correct, correct. They'll actually follow their rules and their regulations of what they actually follow as what their attorney would tell them, basically.
They're always reciting, like, real lawyer talk.
Okay, correct. Now, how many traffic stops did you make where there was no license plate or they immediately started?
I was inside, so as far as traffic stops, I never performed.
Gotcha. But you heard stories, obviously, about run-ins with the sovereigns. So,
well, yeah, about 4 years ago, we had a huge issue with the sovereign citizens, and we actually had to have special meetings beyond what was going on with the sovereign citizens in the state of Florida.
Well, what is the worst that you heard from a fellow deputy, or what's the worst incident or encounter? What makes an impression?
Well, anytime that they're pulled over for any violation, any speeding violation or traffic violation, basically what they're stating to the deputies that they don't have to be detained, and actually they'll actually tell you that they're not driving, they're traveling. It's called traveling, not driving.
Yeah, they'll say, wow. I'm a traveler.
Oh, so I'm a time traveler. Now, don't they also threaten to personally sue the cops?
Correct. They'll actually write down every deputy that has come in contact with them that has supposedly, to their law, unlawfully detained them, will actually try to file a lawsuit against every single one of them.
And then how does that work out for them in court?
It doesn't go far.
Right?
They'll ask everybody for their number and their name and their sergeant's name.
All right, Fester, correct. You're not going to believe this. I'm moving along here quickly. This retired deputy also said, by the way, I've got details on the story you were talking about, that Chinese restaurant, all-you-can-eat buffet up in, like, the Hudson area, somewhere in Pasco. This goes back maybe 12, 15 years ago, and a guy was, like, ejected. The cops were called because he was eating all of the crab legs. The minute they'd bring the big tray of the crab legs out to the buffet, he'd grab them all, apparently. And the guy on the phone says he knows the guy.
Really?
Yeah, hold on. Let's get this. Tell us the story.
I met this gentleman years ago when I was working as a deputy myself. Come to find out, he actually was kicked out of the Chinese restaurant for eating too much. He actually, I believe, if I remember correctly, he was actually on a talk show talking about this as well.
I think he did our show. He did our show.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I think he might have been like on a real talk show, like Jerry Springer or something like that.
This gentleman had a stomach as hard as a bowling ball. I mean, how big his stomach was. But he actually... He actually shut down the inside cafeteria at the agency because I used to have an all-you-can-eat salad bar, he would eat too much of the salad bar.
He shut it down?
Shut that down. It was no longer all you can eat salad bar.
Now, where was the Asian restaurant with the buffet where he got kicked out of, and they said,
I'm trying to think if it was on the border of Newport Richie, past Hudson area,
right.
Somewhere in that general area.
I remember that story. It was great. They called the cops on him. They banned him from the place.
Yeah, they actually had started special monitors behind the counter to actually watch him to make sure he didn't try to get extra food during his payment.
Oh, that is hysterical. Absolutely hysterical.
Wow.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Eating menace.
Look at that. A 2-for-1 phone call there. Yes, Roxanne.
I got a guy who reached out on the text line, retired police officer from St. Louis, and he says the sovereign citizen movement has been around since 2015. He had one of the first accounts. They think they're operating a vessel, not a vehicle, so they don't have to have a driver's license.
Yeah, they have all kinds of
tricks. Roxanne, you got a little Christmas party issue that's cropped up. It's something about Christmas parties and COVID-19, you know? Let's discuss this next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's very surprising and it's very, you know what I'm saying, disappointing. I need gas and I got to use the bathroom. This ain't good.
That's the best soundbite of the day. Hey, good morning, Josh Stills. That's Josh Stills. He tried to go to a Wawa yesterday, and the Wawa had a sign on the door, closed, no water. And this is because of the water main break in the city of Tampa, and it's affecting parts of Hillsborough County. It's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. We're back. Spread the word that the MJ Morning Show is back on the air, and I contaminated myself this morning. I live in the city of Tampa, and I brushed my teeth. I did not boil my water before I brushed my teeth before I came to the show this morning, so I'm contaminated, and I look hideous.
How do you feel right now?
There's bugs in your mouth. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it feels like I've just done a whole bunch of meth, and I'm scratching bugs all over my skin. I've got scabs and sores all over the place now.
I see an amoeba in your tooth right there. Pick it out.
No, that's E. coli.
No, I feel okay, but this is a pain in the neck, and now they're trying to figure out whether it's going to be like a 72-hour boil water order. So what happened, crews in the city of Tampa, some third-party construction vendor was doing some kind of work, and they smashed and bashed and trashed some water. It was like a geyser. It was like Class 5 rapids going down the street. So all of the city of Tampa residents, all city of Tampa residents are under a boil water order, and also some living in Hillsborough County, including Eastlake, Fairview, Herschel Heights, Pebble Creek, Palm River, and Seaboard, also boil water.
How many people in city of Tampa do you think just wake up, start their day, don't have the news on, and maybe they're in their car now driving, just finding out about it, and they brush their teeth just like you did?
Thousands. Thousands and thousands of people are
In other words, how do they get notified if they don't pay attention to these sources?
To be realistic here, I don't think there's much of an issue with using the water to brush your teeth. I'm thinking it's, you know, you're drinking water. If you're drinking it, then there could be a contamination issue as the system was breached. So that's an issue. I think if you're drinking, consuming the water, I think the little bit, I don't swallow any of the water when I'm brushing my teeth.
Yeah,
still, you'd have to drink so much water. I mean, I don't know how seriously.
How about your skin is your largest organ? It's your first line of defense and immunity. And so you shower in that. You rub an E. coli all over yourself.
Yeah, is it E. coli that they think is in here?
No, it's not E. coli. Yeah.
The first time I've seen that, Roxanne.
It's just bacterial stuff.
What kind of showers are you into?
Yeah. Also, they want residents to turn off your irrigation system. Don't tax the system. Don't use the city water to irrigate. Now, I have reclaimed, so I don't think I'm affected. I use that dirty, trashy toilet water to water my lawn, and you know, so I'm on reclaim. So, but if you have regular city water to irrigate, they want you to turn your sprinklers off.
So today is not the day to go to a restaurant without calling them first, because a lot of restaurants have closed.
Yeah, well, Busch Gardens,
that's the next thing, right?
They closed yesterday, and then Busch Gardens is going to be closed again today. Hey, this third-party contractor Ooh, you're in trouble. I wonder if they have insurance to cover all this.
You know, restaurants just can't seem to win in 2020. If it's not coronavirus, it's the water system in Tampa.
Yeah, so right now, a 48-hour rule is potentially in effect, but they might turn it into a 72-hour boil water. And they want you to disinfect the tap water to kill any bacteria or viruses. What viruses?
Again, this is just the city of Tampa. Pinellas County's fine. Pasco County's fine.
City of COVID.
Hold on. City of Tampa and a couple areas in the county, in Hillsborough County. And then I love the little guidelines here on how to boil your water. Mm-hmm. Bring the water to a rolling boil and hold it there for 1 minute.
Oh. What?
Then they want you to pour the water to then introduce and aerate the water.
Or you could just use your wine aerator.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Put your water into a decanter.
And then if you can't boil, then use bleach. I'm not drinking bleach. Now, granted, our water does have technically a degree of bleach because water has chlorine in it to purify. But use bleach if you're not able to boil the water. And they say that you should use an eighth of a teaspoon, which is about 8 drops of water or of 8 drops of bleach per 1 gallon of water. Then shake it up, and then let it sit for about 30 minutes.
Who the hell has an eyedropper at their house?
And replace all ice cubes with what are those little
OxyContin?
Hi,
Billy Mays for Oxy. Anthony Sullivan
Tide
for
Oxy. You talking about Tide Pods?
You're
making a Tide Pods joke?
Yeah. Let's replace your cubes.
Let's get Anthony Sullivan on the phone. Let's see if he can drop by some OxyClean.
Anthony Sullivan!
For OxyClean.
Yeah, forget him.
What are you talking about? He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, I tried to sell him displays. He blew me off. Punk.
Oh, really? So you want to have a confrontation with my pal Anthony?
Hi, Anthony Sullivan. I only talk to you when you're on a morning show.
Wait, so you try to sell him some shelves? All right, well, let's have a confrontation on the show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's okay.
Sully wants to come on the show. He's a good friend of mine.
No, I say we just don't. I say we don't allow it.
You got a problem here? What's the issue, man?
No issue. I like him. I'm kidding.
I know. I know you're
He's
joking.
A great guy.
We got to get Sully on the show, Anthony Sullivan. Hey, Roxanne, you got the Christmas party story. This is a problem. And do people think that this is not an issue? The Christmas party dilemma next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105 at 7:55 on a Tuesday morning. And as usual, too much stuff to do, not enough time to do it. Hey, Froggy, I got a cannabis story. I got a marijuana story coming up in just a bit. And when I saw this, I'm like, what? Really?
Okay.
All right, so hold on. I'll get to that coming up in just a bit. And then the fortune-telling business. Is like, if we have time in this segment, we can bring it up. And then an update on the Zoom video. What are you doing over there? Fester's making like this big face. He's got his hand, like the oh my hand on his face. What are you doing?
I don't know that we should be talking about fortune tellers. Because one of the four of us disproportionately puts a lot of credence into what fortune tellers say.
Oh, no. Roxanne, really? Really, Roxanne?
No, that's totally opposite. Astrology is different than fortune telling.
It's all the same.
Is it really?
It's all
the same. It's entirely different.
So, okay, I'm sorry. Roxanne is a huge astrology person and not a fortune telling person? Like, you can't tell me what this line on my hand means?
Well, that's your lifeline.
Well, I don't think.
See?
It says you're large.
Is that fortune telling when you look at the lifeline?
That's
palm reading, Festus. Palm reading.
It's all the same nut bar stuff.
That's Palm Harbor reading, okay?
Yeah.
Fortune telling is when you look in a crystal ball.
Oh, my God.
Update on the Zoom call from the Homeowners Association meeting and the lawyer and people saying, what was going on. Why was that guy crawling on the floor behind her and then looking like he went under the desk in front of her during this homeowners association meeting in Quarry Lakes in New Tampa? We have an update. Of course, we broke this story in media. We broke the story here on the MJ Morning Show yesterday. The video is still up. I thought maybe the video might be pulled down, but it's still up on YouTube, so we'll discuss in the next segment. Roxanne, you've got a Christmas party issue that you want to discuss here. Now, granted, we're in COVID-19 times, and I think it goes without saying that Christmas parties probably just can't go on like business as usual.
Well, the funny thing about this is I don't even think I was intended to be invited to this party. The person who invited me, I'm trying to figure out how I knew her, and then I realized extracurricular activity my daughter does, that's how we're friends. I think it's a mistake that I'm invited. But there's this Christmas party that's taking place, a holiday party that's taking place December 19th, Friday or Saturday, I forget
which. That's a Saturday, right? Yeah.
Okay. And so they send out the invitation, and after they send out the invitation, there's a follow-up to the Christmas party invitation.
Right.
And says, because we are in the midst of a pandemic, we would kindly request that you do not attend our holiday party if you are feeling at all sick or have interacted with sick individuals.
What about asymptomatics? Haven't they heard of people that have the virus but are asymptomatic and don't know they have the virus? How about the fact that during COVID-19, it's probably not a great idea to have a whole bunch of people gathered together for a Christmas party?
What, that statement is the absolute bare minimum you can do to, as like a little disclaimer or tagline at the end of it. You go to Walmart, it says, please don't enter if you feel sick or have been exposed to sick people.
I'm sorry if I missed this, but what is this party for? What is the group or what is the organization?
It's a holiday party. I don't think I was intended to be invited.
What group is it?
Hold
on, what does that mean? I wasn't intended to be.
I think they invited me and it was a mistake. You know, when you're going through your emails.
Well, who are these people?
I know the woman from something my daughter did as an extracurricular activity. I was on like a mom's group.
Basket weaving group?
What was the extracurricular activity?
Basket weaving?
Yes.
Well,
what was it?
Really?
So it was dance class.
We're going to tell the whole story or none of the story. Yes, the person from dance class, you were invited to their Christmas party.
Is the Christmas party at the dance lesson place?
Has nothing to do with dance class.
Who cares? This is backstory.
Right, so you think maybe that you had, somehow you were on her email and you got added to the email. All right.
Yes, because I've never been to this holiday party.
Is it an office party? Is it a family party?
Family and friends is what I can tell.
My God, that sounds like
I'll pass.
I tell you right now, you just got uninvited.
I know.
She's sitting in her car now. That bitch rocks hand. I don't want her at my party.
I'm not sure getting accidentally invited happens very often.
It does, because you might click the wrong email person that you... I mean, I know there aren't many Roxannes, but if you... Maybe somebody... Rhonda.
Okay. The question is, how many people are they going to have at this event... And even if it's like a private deal, you just don't want to have a ton of people at an event for a Christmas party. You know, office Christmas parties essentially are 99% canceled.
All right. Let me tell you my schedule or what I've been invited to this year.
All right. What have you been invited to, Festin?
My friend Tom Bennett invited me to his family Christmas party on Friday the 18th.
Who's Tom Bennett?
He's a guy I work with. Another guy I work with at the RV place.
Is that like Bennett where everybody rides?
Everybody rides.
Tom will sell it to you. Listen, Brian Beck, another guy I work with, he's getting married on the 20th.
Oh, really? Related
to Glenn? Brian Beck, he's having like 100 people at his wedding. And then
Is he related to Beck, the two turntables and a microphone guy?
No, Glenn.
Is he related to Glenn Beck?
Brian Beck's married to Glenn.
Is he related to Beck's beer?
He is. He could probably have a stake in that company for all the beer Brian's
consumed. Are you going to the wedding?
Three events. One, the family Christmas party. Two, Brian Beck's wedding.
Hold on. One at a time here. The first one is what?
Family Christmas party.
Are you going to that?
I don't want to go because it sounds like a super spreader.
Yeah, that's super spreader.
Then there's going to be a wedding.
You've heard of the super soaker? That's a super spreader.
The wedding. I asked him this weekend at work, how many people are coming? He's like, 75 to 100.
No, you can't go.
If you go to that, you're not coming here.
And then, we're off that week.
I don't care.
Listen, if we're off that week. And then Christmas Eve, my mother-in-law's like, we're all going to church services.
No.
Aren't we?
Listen. many people in the church?
A billion? It's Jesus' birthday. I mean, he kisses the day. If you go to church one day a year, this is it.
Yeah,
not this year.
She has her Christmas party. I have three events I've been invited to, and I'm thinking about not going to any of them. Sorry, Jesus and Brian.
What you are saying is obvious, Fester and MJ. Okay, you don't want to go to these large gatherings. We've been told that. We know that. But I just think it's silly when people say things like, in the middle of a pandemic, don't attend if you're feeling sick. Don't come in this building if you're feeling sick.
They have to.
No, but it's like common sense.
That's what they say here at work.
Hey, if you're feeling sick, if you're feeling sick, don't come to work.
It's all for optics.
It's optics.
People are saying and doing things just to cover their behinds.
You could say ass.
Yeah, this is an ass show.
Sorry.
It's not Mason's show.
Yeah, the expression isn't CYB, but it's just...
CYB, cover your butts.
You are correct. It is not CYB. It's CYA. And what does that mean, Roxanne?
Cover your ass.
What?
Ass.
You can't even say ass regularly.
Why do you have to put on a voice when you say ass?
I didn't put on a voice when I said, aye, guys.
Just say it.
Why is it so entertaining to hear me say that? Cover your ass.
Because you got to get out of newscaster mode, you know? You got to get out of, you did sports on Bay News 9 mode. You got to get out of that mode.
Come on, Fester.
What's coming up next?
I wrote her a little note. So I was trying to give her something funnier to say, but inappropriate.
Say that.
No, I cannot. I'll get us in trouble if I say that.
By whom?
I absolutely will.
No, you will not.
You can totally say cover your anus on the radio.
Say it. Say cover your anus.
Say cover your anus.
Cover Venus and Uranus.
Oh, God. Work in progress.
Oh, boy.
He's like an old 1924 LaSalle we're trying to rebuild.
Tell me I'm wrong, boys.
Even old LaSalle ran great.
I don't get the reference.
It's the MJ Morning Show.
We just need some shiny new parts.
I'm waiting to see if we're going to have a really big update on the Zoom call situation with the allegations of something going on under the desk at the Zoom call that we talked about with this homeowners association. We might have a big update coming up on the MJ Morning Show back in a moment.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It's very surprising and... it's very, you know what I'm saying, disappointing. I need gas, and I got to use the bathroom. This ain't good.
I can't play that enough.
The most relatable human ever. We can all relate to that.
That guy's the best. Somebody, Fester, track down Josh Stills. That's Josh Stills, who was on Channel 8 last night. He was interviewed because he tried to go to a Wawa in Tampa, but the Wawa was closed because of the water main break, and a lot of businesses were affected. Yeah, like, COVID-19's not enough. Let's close down businesses because of a water main break, because a third-party contractor bashed and smashed the water main.
Isn't Wawa another term for water?
Yeah, kids say it.
Yeah, I think little kids okay. are just learning to speak.
Wah-wah at the Wawa. Like,
a beesh. I've heard that for apple juice. I went to my beesh. I think one of my kids might have said that.
Yeah, that's not common.
Oh. Yes, it is.
That's not common.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
That's common.
Redemption.
You know what you're talking about. But I love this guy, Josh Stills. This guy's the best. So he goes to Wawa. There's a sign on the door. Sorry, closed because of the water main break.
I need gas.
Well, why did they leave the pumps on? You leave the pumps on. You don't need the water to run for the pumps.
I need gas.
And guess what? He also needed to...
I got to use the bathroom.
Yes! His stomach was rumbling.
Man, I can feel that.
I wish he would just let this guy go talking about everything he needs.
This ain't good.
What else do you need, sir?
It's the return of the MJ Morning Show. Josh, what do you think?
This ain't good.
Oh, that hurts.
Next two of us, Josh.
Come on, Josh.
This ain't good.
No, Josh, come on.
I got to use the bathroom. I need gas.
Two things that are deadline oriented.
He was really relying on that Wawa.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what.
God. This ain't good. Man.
I need cholesterol medication.
I mean, come on.
And it's the MJ Morning Show. Let me check my phone and see if I have an update here. I'm waiting for a pretty extensive update. Hang on a minute.
Is this regarding the video from yesterday, the Zoom call with the HOA meeting at the Quarry Lakes Homeowners Association?
Yes. I'm still on standby, still waiting for Rocky. So I want to talk to John Trevina again. And John Trevina, a friend of the show, lawyer, he's had a lot of high-profile cases over the years. And, you know, we've talked to him many times. And I called him yesterday because he was aware of this video, because the Zoom video from the Homeowners Association meeting, from this Quarry Lakes meeting from November 24th. And Quarry Lakes is in New Tampa. And the story is that all the folks on the homeowners board were on the Zoom call, including the lawyer for the Homeowners Association. And there's an allegation that some hanky-panky went on. And again, this is what people are assuming. You see a guy crawling on the floor and appears to crawl under the desk, underneath where the female attorney is sitting in her chair behind the desk, and you can see him crawling on the floor and underneath because the camera shot was really wide. What do you think's going on? Again, when you get a chance, don't do it now. Listen to our show. But later, go to MJMorningShow.com. Later, I'll go to MJMorningShow.com and watch the video, because it's on YouTube, but I'm guessing that it's going to disappear. We have the link. It's very tough to find the video. It's got a really crazy title, so it's very tough to find. But we have the link at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. And the question is, do you think what is being suggested is really going on underneath that table where the female attorney's sitting? And then people are saying, hey, look at her left arm. What is that? Do you take this at face value? It's the power of suggestion. Is what's going on what's going on, or is there another part of the story? Now, it is my understanding that we possibly might, there's a chance that we might be able to get one of these attorneys on the show to give the other side of the story here, because all there is right now is the narrative that somebody that clearly had access to this Homeowners Association meeting, what they put forth and what they're suggesting. So there could be a significant update coming very shortly. So, Fess, are you reading the comments here on the YouTube video?
Yeah, yesterday there was 12 YouTube views on this, and today there's 10,000, and there's over 10,000 of them. And a couple of people have even taken the time to mention that the MJ Morning Show sent them to this video. So thank you for mentioning us in the comments.
Go to MJMorningShow.com. It is one of our featured items. And what's the title on this thing? When they go to MJMorningShow.com, what is the actual title that's up there?
What's going on here? What's happening at this new Tampa Zoom meeting?
All right, so take a look at the video. What do you think is going on when you see the guy crawl underneath the woman's desk? And did they not realize that it was like a wide shot and you could see the whole thing? It wasn't just like a close-up head and shoulder shot.
Roxanne and I were talking about this earlier. Now that we've had a day to percolate on it, I don't know if it's our worst fears of what was going on. I don't know if it's that.
Hopefully we will have an update. And possibly even today, we can get John Trevina back on with an update about the story.
Okay, let's assume nothing, no hanky-panky, whatever you said, is going on in this video. But obviously, people have done stuff on Zoom with their significant other or whatever. But we're all in this room in the same boat. We've been with our spouses or pretend spouses for a long time. Can you imagine if your spouse came up to you while you were doing a Zoom call and wanting to get some action from you?
I back my chair up. I have no problem at all.
Yeah, for real. Who are you talking
about? Time. Hey, boys, look at this.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah,
I like some Schmoral Blex during the Zoom call. You've heard of Schmoral Blex, right?
No.
You've never heard of Schmoral Blex?
No, I have not.
Say it 15 times in your head.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I hear the words. I hear the consonants.
She doesn't get it.
Schmoral Blex. Okay. You don't know what that means? You don't know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I'm typing it out.
What rhymes with Schmoral Blex?
All right, we don't need...
Okay, I got it.
That's what That's what some people are assuming, but maybe you shouldn't assume. Maybe there's a completely innocent suggestion here, or a completely innocent, I should say, explanation here. So, hold on to that thought. I'm hoping to have an update. And again, it's on our website at MJMorningShow.com, the link if you want to see the video.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, it was kind of a very interesting item about a former Israeli security officer saying that they are out there or they are here talking about aliens. But we're not ready for the big announcement or the introduction. This is really, really interesting. Hold on. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105 and Froggy, I would probably say that since you have a medical marijuana card, that you're probably the most versed about the cannabis issue.
For my chronic migraines, just put that out there.
Who prescribed you a medical marijuana card?
A doctor in basketball shorts and a tank top.
Dr. Feelgood?
Well, no. His name was Dr. I don't know his name, but he was about 21 years old.
Dr. Spicoli?
he had his doctor's appointment at like a gas station.
Yeah. He was holding a surfboard under his left arm.
Hey, dude.
Hey, he had Vans on.
Hey, bud. Hey, let's party.
His dad was a TV repairman.
Man, this is history class. See, there's a globe over there.
See the globe right there?
Whatever geography. Anyway, this was interesting to me. And I had no idea that marijuana sales in the U.S. hit record levels over Thanksgiving weekend. Really? Is that a thing? You know, didn't we hear that the day before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest drinking days of the year?
Well, it was Black. They have Black Friday. We had Green Friday. That was a big thing.
We had Green Friday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Green Friday sales everywhere. What, all kinds of sales
at Bob's Bong Shop?
Not at Bob's. They never really have good sales over at Bob's Bongs. But at the real places, it was Green Friday, baby, and there were deals after deals.
Yeah, it only makes sense. I mean, you get together with your relatives, you know, people you love, you haven't seen in a while, you get drunk, you get high, you eat a turkey.
Weed and tryptophan.
Wait, Froggy, I just looked this up. It's, what did you say was Green what?
Green Friday.
No, it's Green Wednesday.
Oh, Green Wednesday, okay.
Dude, look, you're high right now. You don't even know.
Froggy had Green November.
I had Green 2020.
Think of Green years.
Froggy, I've never seen you have a migraine in this during work.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of racket is that? We've never seen you have a crippling migraine.
It's because I'm medicated before every show.
You guys don't know that he's medicated during the show?
Is that the deal?
Why do you think Fester's so funny lately to me?
Why do you think he's out of the studio 15 times a morning?
So, marijuana sales hit an absolute high.
No problem. I get it.
Green Wednesday. As it's known, the day before Thanksgiving, sales up 80% above the daily average, hitting an all-time one-day record. Green Wednesday.
Oh, Green Wednesday. Okay, yes, well, Green my Wednesday. Place had sales on Friday.
Oh, so Green Friday, whatever it is. But I think nationally it was known as Green Wednesday.
See? Helping all kinds of sick people.
4 in 10 users increased their overall consumption, and more than half said that they turned to cannabis to improve mental health. And by keeping people at home with the pandemic situation, that's partly driving the increase in marijuana sales here.
It's everybody's new morning coffee.
Yeah.
So where are they tallying this? This is just from users or from medical marijuana sales? Or how do you get the illegal marijuana? Sales.
It's from the Nielsen ratings of marijuana usage. I think they're only
talking about the legal guys, Roxanne. I don't think they can count for the illegal. The illegal guys are having
the old Nielsen TV ratings. Didn't they have like a box at your house for the TV? They've got a box that sniffs the air.
It
detects your smoke.
All right, that's a user.
They're walking up to a bunch of hotel doormen. Hey, man, where can I buy some weed? I have to ask that guy some questions.
Oh, my God.
What makes sense?
All-time high. I think that's pretty funny. Hey, 4 green fields. Did you see the news on this?
Oh, wait.
That's a bummer.
The Yeah, 4 green fields. Like no, it's not 4 fields of cannabis.
Nice transition.
Yeah. It's not 4 fields of growing cannabis.
So
It's a very color-coordinated segment we have here.
Yeah, the original location of Four Green Fields in Tampa on Platt closing down. Yeah, this is going to happen on December 12th. This is the well-known, long-time Four Green Fields. December 12th, they're shutting the doors.
That sucks.
Everybody has memories from there.
Oh, man. I mean, who has not been to Four Green Fields, the Irish pub? They're closing down the Platt Street location, but they say that they're going to be opening up in 2021 in Channelside.
No, I want the OG.
It'll never be the same.
I want the OG bar.
Are they going to have the thatched roof at Channelside?
For real? Probably not.
But that's pretty incredible. You know, the Four Green Fields, that when that opened up, I think it opened up in the early 90s, and that just became like an after-work staple for tons of folks working in the office buildings in downtown Tampa, you know?
I made out with a really fat girl there one time.
What?
Because I was hammered.
Whoa, what?
Do I have to repeat myself?
First of all, why do you have to use that pejorative?
Because nobody else wanted to kiss her.
No, Froggy. You don't know what pejorative means.
Froggy, she was a BBW. She was a big, beautiful woman.
She was, and I was into it. I mean, I was about 12 shots deep. She was looking good.
So why do you have to do the James Gum thing? Was she a great big fat girl?
Okay.
Was
she a great big fat woman?
Is Fort Greenfield saying they're closing because of COVID?
It must be. I mean,
or because somebody offered them like $2 billion for that property.
Well, it turns out that St. John's Episcopal, which we've known plenty of kids that have gone to school there, St. John's Episcopal Parish Day School, they bought, I guess, the whole, like a bunch of that land.
Oh.
And apparently they own the land that the bar's on. So they've been, I guess that Four Green Fields has been leasing the space. And I don't know if maybe St. John's wants it now or wants the bar out of there.
Come on, St. John.
You know, a couple of kids have, you know, wandered in for some Guinness, you know, little 4-year olds.
A couple
you know?
Of priests over at St. John's wouldn't mind having a wandering hole on property.
Hello, let's go over to have some Guinness. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guinness on tap? They're magically delicious. But kind of a shame, you know, when you think of Four Green Fields. Now, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Now, Roxanne, you saw the story. I saw the story. What they are talking about adding to the Olympics? A new sport. Can you even call this a sport?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a sport. Should this be in the Olympics? I don't think so. Wait until you hear what is going to be added to the 24 Olympics. Coming up next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
I got to be honest. When I first saw this, I thought it was a freaking joke. Roxanne, when you saw this, did you take this seriously at all?
I was excited.
What?
Yes. So very excited.
You believed it instantly.
it's not a fake story. It's... Is this, like, for real? I mean, did they really vote to add this to the Olympics in 2024? Festa, do you know what it is?
I do.
You do know what it is?
Yes,
okay.
I'm a show prep monster. I know exactly
Froggy,
what it is.
Well, Froggy's not a show prep monster, but he's doing a lot of songs. Froggy, do you know what Olympic event is apparently being added for 2024?
Yes, I did see that, and I already have my kids in training.
What is it?
Breakdancing.
It is.
Right?
It is. No, is this a joke? Breakdancing is going to be added to the Olympics in 2024. When I think of breakdancing, I think of, you know, that Irene Cara song. Wasn't that a movie? Wasn't that a terrible...
That's Flashdance.
No.
She has more than one song.
Yeah, she beyond Flashdance, she also did this song. You never heard that song?
I guess I have.
Yeah, here, listen. This is breakdancing.
Ooh, I like that. And she ripped off Devo.
This is Breakdancing by Irene Cara. This is...
movie was that from?
Breakdancing. I think the movie was called Breakdancing.
It was called Breakin'.
Breakin', that's right.
I think this is from the summer of 1984, this song.
Also, Dancing on the Ceiling was in this.
Wasn't there Breakdancing 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Yes, I think you're right. Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
But do we really need breakdancing in the Olympics?
Spice it up.
Are they deliberately trying to turn it into a mockery?
Yeah, this is a terrible
this
song.
Is an awful song.
Yeah, the song is absolutely awful.
All right.
But the hook goes. That's the hook.
So,
yeah.
They have ballroom dancing in the Olympics, right? They have other dancing.
Do they?
I think so.
They don't have ballroom dancing.
They had the stupid ribbon throwing and ball flipping.
I like that stuff where they got the ice balls. You know, that thing on the ice with the brooms.
Curling,
yeah. That's some crazy looking crap, isn't it? It's like you got to be high to watch that.
It looks so fun, and I get stuck in the curling holes.
Dude, our producer Coop thought it was pole dancing.
What, Coop?
Yeah, I thought it was pole dancing.
No.
That was rumored like a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Pole dancing?
And so is Healy racing with the shoes?
You know, I think that the pole dancing was a joke as well. But now they're going to add break. Are they trying to turn the Olympics into a mockery?
They're trying to appeal to the younger crowd.
When are they going to have, like, spit contests where you spit on the wall and whoever's spit gets down first wins? That'd be cool.
If the Olympics wants me to watch, they need to add axe throwing and they need to add cornhole. Because I'll watch that all day.
All right, we got to talk about the space aliens next. This is crazy. All right. Wait to hear what this well-respected Israeli general is saying about space aliens. And we are in contact. And then also the prosthetic leg story at Legoland.
Ooh.
Yeah, with the little kid. Yeah.
Not like that.
Yeah, we got to talk about it.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hello, everybody. 855, space aliens. Let's just dive right in. And then that poor little kid with the prosthetic leg.
I hated to read about that.
The water slide. You know, I can see both sides of the equation here. And, well, we'll get into that in just a second. First, though, let's talk about the space alien story. Now, this... You're shaking your head. Are you reading this?
I don't know what to think about this.
Is this guy out of his mind? Is he just trying to sell his new book? I mean, there's certainly, this guy has a background that's stellar. This guy has a CV that's pretty darn good.
He's either nuts or the most honest person on this subject in the world.
That's what Fester, you're 100% right. That might be the most intelligent thing you've said
ever
since we've returned in October.
Good job, Fest.
I'm going home. Goodbye, guys.
Good night, everybody. Fester's out. Back into the 2004 Lincoln Town Car, barreling down the Howard Franklin at 102 miles an hour. All right. Here's the let's take some phone calls on this. Seriously, let's go to phones. 800-990-1047 on the whole space alien thing. Let me give you the details if you want to weigh in. Former Israeli space security chief says that aliens exist, but we, humanity, we are not ready for the confirmation or the introduction yet. This is from the Jerusalem Post. This is a legitimate newspaper. This is the Jerusalem Post. JPost.com has the State of Israel made contact with aliens, according to retired Israeli general and current professor Haim Eshed. He says, yes, but it's been kept secret because, quote, humanity isn't ready. He spoke in an interview with some publication, Yediot Aharonot. This general, who served as the head of Israel's space security program for almost 30 years and is a three-time recipient of the Israel Security Award, explained that Israel and the U.S. have both been dealing with aliens for years and by no means refers to immigrants. You know, illegal alien, whatever. Yeah,
we're not thinking that.
The 87-year-old former space security chief gave further descriptions about exactly what sort of agreements have been made between the aliens and the United States. The cooperation includes a secret underground base on Mars. where there are American and alien representatives?
Wait a minute. Okay.
So, hold on.
Now we're getting crazy.
Well, wouldn't we know if we're sending folks to Mars? We're trying. Yeah. Elon Musk is trying to get to Mars by, what, 2025, 2026, or whatever the...
Already occupied.
Elon would know, if anybody knows.
Unless the whole Mars rover program was really just a cover to get our guys there, you know?
How many can they fit in that one little rover?
Folks, what do you think about this? Do you think that we are in contact with aliens right now and that we're just not ready for it? And that's why the Israeli government, the U.S. government, and other governments are keeping under wraps. Let's see if we can grab some phone calls here. Let's go to the ET lines. 800-990-1047. Do you think they are here? Do you think that they are there? Do you think that we are in contact with space aliens? Yes or no? Any aspect of this? 800-990-1047. Let's hit some phones here. 800-990-1047 if you want to weigh in on the aliens.
Two things. They say they've signed a this guy says they've signed a contract with us to do experiments here.
Yep.
So that leads me to my next thing. What do they look like? They can sign contracts. They have hands.
Do they look like?
What? I mean,
do they look like ET? Do they look like the Whitley Strieberish alien thing?
How about we do this? Any aliens out there listening? Call up and let us know what you look like,
and let us know what kind of experiments you're up to.
I have four fingers and two big eyes.
If you are a space alien, certainly call us up. Or if you're a regular humanoid, 800-990-1047. Now let's grab some calls here and see what you think. This guy's 87 years old. I mean, it looks like this guy's had a hell of a background. So is he going nutty now? I mean, he is 87.
It's always like when they're on a deathbed. Is he on his deathbed?
No, he just put out a book. He appears to be okay.
I guess I'll just talk about the aliens. I need to sell some books.
He also says that Trump is aware of the aliens and that he was on the verge of disclosing the alien existence.
Impossible.
But the Galactic Federation reportedly stopped him from doing so, saying that they wished to prevent mass hysteria since they felt humanity needed to evolve and reach a stage where we will understand what space and spaceships are.
What's the Galactic Federation?
That's what he's claiming, that some kind of Galactic Federation.
Mr. Trump. Only aliens can stop President Trump from tweeting.
You will not talk about this, Mr. Trump.
These aliens are the best. They're the best aliens.
I got to tell you, they're amazing aliens. They're fantastic. Their heads are very round. And they're very gray.
This is pretty nutty. A guy with a very serious background and well-respected now saying that we're in touch with aliens and we have a base on Mars and all kinds of crap.
Oh, how awesome would it be if it's true?
A lot of people have opinions about this based on our calls right now.
It's a bunch of crap.
Why has he chosen to reveal the information now? He says that he explained the timing was simply due to how much the academic landscape has changed and how respected he is in academia. That's what he's saying here. If I had come up with what I'm saying today 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized. That's a quote from this guy.
Yeah, man, they'll take you out.
All right, let's grab some.
I'm putting this together.
What?
Oh, Sidney Powell releasing the Kraken. That's what that's about. The Kraken must be an alien.
What? Well, the Kraken is a mythical beast.
I know what it is. Yeah.
But it's a Kraken.
That's like a too far out of bounds.
Film my Kraken?
Remember we had the audio from President Obama earlier in the week when Stephen Colbert asked me about
that? I can't tell you. That's right. Do we have that audio?
Yeah, I think it's the green clip in the corner.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Obama, who's pimping his book right now, was on with Colbert.
Any UFOs? Did you ask about that?
Certainly asked about it.
And?
Can't tell you.
Ooh, can't tell you. Let's go to phones. Let's go to the alien phones. Jonathan in St. Petersburg, Florida. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so, I mean, I think that there is life on other worlds out there, but I think it's going to be a very long time before we meet them, because in order to do that, somebody has to invent warp drive, and the laws of physics don't allow for that.
Well, also, what about wormholes, and what about the event horizon? What about all that stuff?
In theory, those things exist, but it would take breakthroughs in physics in order to figure out how to create wormholes and how to do stuff like that. Because the laws of physics as we know them now...
Hey, listen, that Dyson dude made a really cool vacuum.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, I think there is life. There is other life.
Listen, there has to be. When you look at, listen, bottom line, you look at the billions of stars out there and the billions and billions of planets, it's, I think, mathematically impossible that we're alone. Life could be just a one-celled little creature all the way to objects or beings that we can't even begin to grasp what they are. Jonathan, thanks for the call.
Yeah, the problem with Jonathan is he's wrapping it around our human experience.
Let's grab Chris. Chris is in Bradenton. Hi, Chris. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So I got a lot of friends and colleagues that have seen UFOs, like in the military, on the military side.
Well, you got that Tic Tac video. You got the stuff off of San Diego, the craft where the Navy fighter pilots are saying, "Oh my God, what is that?" And it's, you know, flying and doing maneuvers that defy our science and defy gravity and the laws of physics.
Yeah, my buddy Jeremy, who's in the Air Force, that saw the black triangle and dealt with it while he was protecting probably a he didn't know what was in the box, but it was a nuclear device, because he ended up getting some a little bit of cancer and from it.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, well, he got something that was able to, he was able to get rid of it.
Did he lose a ball?
Oh no!
It was down there in that region. Let's just put it.
All right, I was a psychic too. So, all right, so.
But he was just on Unidentified with on the History Channel with Elizondo, the guy that's that come off the CIA program.
Yeah. Listen, there's some crazy crap out there.
And Nick Pope.
Yeah, who's that?
He's one of those guys that are always on those shows talking about aliens.
Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. Let me grab one more on this. Kevin's, notice all guys on this.
Of course.
Where are the women on UFOs? Kevin in Sarasota. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, MJ?
Doing fine. So this Israeli dude saying the aliens are here, that we're in contact, but we can't reveal because humans will go nuts. We can't handle it yet?
That's pretty much the truth.
You think it's true?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What I wanted to say was they've got a link. It's called UFOs and Nukes. And you can search it online. You can go on YouTube and look at it, and anyone can make up their own mind. It's about 90 minutes. And it's very interesting.
UFOs and nukes. And what does it say about UFOs and nukes? Give me one sentence.
It's a secret link. For some reason, they are very interested in our nuclear facilities for some reason. Yeah. I watched this several times. Yeah.
All right.
Very interesting.
All right. Well,
I'll check that out.
Not a real attention-grabbing link.
Hey, while you're on YouTube, did you see the video, the Zoom meeting in New Tampa? Where the did you see what was going on allegedly under the desk?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Go to MJMorningShow.com and check that out. If you're hanging out on YouTube, check that sucker out.
He's got more sophisticated stuff to check out, like UFOs.
Yeah. No way. MJMorningShow.com. Check out the YouTube video.
I got to check my text to see if I have an update on the Zoom meeting, which everybody's talking about this. We broke the story yesterday, so... we got a solid hour to go. MJ Morning Show on the queue.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
A lot of ground to cover. We've got morons of the news coming up in just a bit. Did you also see that the Toronto Raptors, who are here in Tampa Bay, they're all wigged up with the COVID? Did you see this?
I saw that we were going to be able to watch them in person, possibly.
No, I did hear what I just said.
Yes, I heard what you just said.
What did I just say?
That they have COVID.
Well, some do. This is from the Globe and Mail out of Toronto. Just days after their training camp in Tampa Bay, or just days into their training camp in Tampa Bay, the Toronto Raptors are dealing with a COVID-19 outbreak, though they say it's being contained. The team announced yesterday that during the NBA-mandated testing period prior to training camp, three members of the Raptors organization tested positive for COVID-19.
Well, they tested all NBA players, all like 540 of them.
I know, but the Raptors are here, and they came from Toronto here to Tampa. They're out and about.
For them to just have...
They're out and about here in Tampa.
For the Tampa Raptors to have three cases is actually very low. There's like 50 players with a positive COVID.
Are we just talking about players, or this is their whole organization?
There's not 50 players on an NBA team.
In the league.
Oh, the what?
The 550 players in the league.
Right, yeah.
Like 50 of them had COVID. I saw that, I think, over the weekend.
Oh, I thought you said there were 50 players on the... The Raptors.
50 players in the league. Okay. So for the Raptors to just have three, it's probably not that high.
Hey, you know, I took Chloe last week. Chloe, jeez, man. Chloe's had bad. So she busted her iPhone.
But she was due for a new one. Well, she didn't break. Well, she
dropped it.
She dropped it, and then the screen, the upper third of the screen stopped working. So when you need to get onto your, dial in your password, and you can't use the 1, 2, and 3 to dial in.
You got to turn your phone sideways and do it?
No, you couldn't even do that. Chloe could not get into her phone. And she had an iPhone 10, which was going on 3 years old this Christmas. And we were getting the kids iPhone 12s for Christmas anyway. But, you know, we had to accelerate that. So took the kids, believe it or not, Black Friday. Took them to get self. And it wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. So the
you went out in public on Friday?
Did, yeah. Yeah. I make it a rule that I do not go to any retailer. But Chloe had, like, no phone. So I had and then I can't get Chloe a new phone and not Julian. So they both got iPhone 12. So Merry Christmas. You're getting jack squat over Christmas time.
They played you for an early Christmas
gift. No, wow, that was synchronized scam-a-lama-ding-dong.
No, Julian's phone was fine. Chloe's was busted. And then Chloe got a brand new laptop for college. Got her a MacBook Pro at the Apple store on Madison Avenue. Got her a new one back in July. And she's working, doing her, you know, college work at the house here. And she knocked a lamp over and it smashed onto the you know, they have that little touch bar on top of the MacBook Pro.
Right.
I'm not a Mac user. I use the ThinkPads. I'm a PC guy. But the kids are into the Mac and the Apple stuff. And listen, my wife and I, we're not into iPhones. We've got Androids. So she drops the lamp and it just lands and just smashes, cracks her little touch bar on her MacBook Pro. So we take it to the store. Guess what? There's a Toronto Raptor. The reason why I'm telling you this, there was a Toronto Raptor, huge, tall guy. I'm like, that guy plays basketball. And then I overheard him telling the Apple guy, I think maybe recognized, or someone in the store recognized him, and it was a Toronto Raptor at the Apple store last Thursday night at International Plaza.
Did you have to make an appointment to get in there?
Yes, we did. We waited 5 days for the appointment. So Chloe busted her computer. Let's see, we went Thursday. I think she busted it on
Thursday. Was Thanksgiving Day.
No, this past Thursday.
Oh, okay. I think it said Black Friday.
No, that was for the phones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So she busted her phone.
Okay.
And then she busted her computer like a week later. She busted her computer not this past Saturday before, and then we quickly tried to make an appointment. The first appointment was like 6:45 p.m. on Thursday night. So I finished my schnitz show, and then I had to rush to International, and we saw this Raptors player there.
What was his name?
Freddie. I don't know. Yeah. Just a big basketball player.
Hopefully
dude.
He wasn't one of the ones who tested positive. Who,
by the way, seemed really laid back, low-key, other than he was like 7 feet tall.
Nobody will notice me. I'm just going to walk in. No problems. Listen, I'm excited to have the Raptors here for as long as we have them.
I hope he wasn't I hope he's not one of the COVID cases. Hope he didn't, you know, breathe all over us inside this. I feel okay.
Did the same Apple Mac person help him then help you?
No, we were at different tables.
Did you lick his hands or anything? No. I mean, you have nothing to worry about. Was he wearing a mask?
Did he sneeze goobs all over the glass display?
He was wearing a mask, yeah. But he was a Raptor at the Apple store. I love going to the Genius Bar. A bunch of geniuses there, you know?
Bunch of dorks.
Actually, they're very nice. The folks at the very, very, we dealt with some guy named John. He's one of the senior managers. Guy was great.
Yeah, the customer service at the Apple store has always been on point.
I mean, that guy, if anyone knows John, a senior manager at the Apple store at International.
He did you right.
He was solid.
Well, there's no lines in that place. They, like, come up to you. They just see you standing there.
There were lines.
Oh, really?
We had to wait outside in the mall area because of the whole COVID situation.
Yeah, I would have left.
Yeah, what?
I would have left when I saw that line.
Well, they have, you can just show up, and if you just want to go in and browse or buy, you have to wait in line, and they allow only a certain number of people in the store at one time, which I think is a pretty smart procedure.
This COVID time has really made me prioritize what stores I will and won't wait in line to go into. I don't want to wait in line to go anywhere. I went to the Nike store, had a line. Forget it. Ross has little decals where you have to wait if they're too busy. I'm never going there.
What line will you wait in?
Baskin Robbins?
The Supreme store.
Dude.
to buy a $160 baseball hat.
That Supreme store is dope.
Wait, is there a Supreme Lids. Store? Is there one locally?
He'll go to Lids.
Is there?
It's Lids here.
I don't know.
He'll go to a Fan Attic.
XL store?
915. Yeah, the big and tall store. Rochester big and tall. Is still around?
Up north there.
All right, it's the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. We got to talk about the kid with the fake leg, the prosthetic leg at Legoland. That's an issue.
It's a tough one.
Got morons in the news coming up. We're loaded. It's the MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show, it's Q105 at 928. And Roxanne, this is a tough story. I mean, you just feel bad for a little kid. Was he 5 years old?
10 years old.
Was he 10? Okay.
He was there with his five-year-old sibling.
I'm sorry, 10 years old, you're right. This is a really bad story, tough story. I can see both sides here. Listen, I've been to an amusement park where I had to take my shoes off before getting on a roller coaster.
Ew, those stinky dogs.
What roller coaster?
Is that your contribution today, Froggy?
Yeah, your stinky feet. Where was this roller coaster?
Japan? It was Japan. How do you know?
Oh, because that's where you have to take off your shoes for stuff.
It was Japan.
Right? When you go to somebody's house?
But it's not like you're walking into the Japanese house with all of the mats and the rugs and the bamboo floors. No. This roller coaster is one of the most serious roller coasters on the planet, and really? It could throw your shoes off. That's the
Oh my gosh.
I'm not kidding around. All right. Let's talk about Legoland locally. This is a mother out of Lithia. Here in the Tampa area, and she's filed a lawsuit because she claims that the folks at Legoland made her 10-year-old son take off his prosthetic leg and that he almost drowned back in July when they went to Legoland.
My gosh.
According to the lawsuit, a Legoland beach retreat employee told this 10-year-old boy that he had to take off his prosthetic leg before he was able to go down the water slide. Now, the mother's name is Alicia Mullinax. Wonder if she's a heir to the big Mullinax automotive fortune. Do you have some audio here, Fester?
I think I do, yeah.
Go ahead and run the audio here. So, what is this?
And not just for my son. I care about every single child that's been treated this way. I'm a mom. And I just would really hate for this to keep happening to little children. And I've had a lot of people reach out and are very supportive. And they're really just telling me, great job. You know, some people have shared that this has happened to them.
Is this 30 minutes long?
30 seconds?
That's not 30 seconds, man. Look at the progress bar. This thing's about 30 minutes long.
That's a lot of vocal fry going on.
To them. And they really will hope that they see a change happen. And that's really what I want.
Hey, that's the clip. 30 seconds.
So that's was it 30 seconds?
Yeah, the computer wasn't keeping up. So that's the mom. Obviously, she's distraught. The son had a pretty traumatic experience on not only being asked to take his prosthetic off.
The lawsuit states that when the 10-year-old boy, Mullinax's son, removed his prosthetic leg, that he came down the slide and then had trouble at the end and couldn't swim and nearly drowned and panicked. And it turns out that Mullinax took her 10-year-old and the 5-year-old sibling to Legoland. And there was even a conversation that the son was wearing a special swimming leg. And the swimming leg was made for water usage. Yeah, Roxanne.
The other part of this I really don't like is the lawsuit says the mom had to wait more than 20 minutes for someone, an employee, to go get her son's leg.
Well, the lawsuit says that the boy climbed up 6 flights of stairs. Listen, this kid, this is a cool kid, you know, walked up 6 flights of stairs, and then once he was at the top of the water slide getting ready to jump down the chute, that's when the Legoland employee allegedly said, you got to take off your prosthetic leg.
and the kid had to leave it at the top of the slide.
How does it take 20 minutes to get it back to him?
Why don't you just let him hold it?
Why can't you just send it right after him?
Well, just toss it on down.
Yeah, seriously. All right, kid, I'm going to count to 10, then throw your leg down.
That'd be the most fun that leg will have all day.
Well, the most fun the leg would have had if it would have stayed attached to the kid.
Yeah, I know.
What's the ruling here, MJ?
The kid took off the leg, and then when he got to the bottom, he had trouble swimming. And according to the lawsuit, it says there were no lifeguards there, and nobody was there to help the little boy. And then the mom had to wait over 20 minutes for the artificial leg to be brought back down. Yeah.
How do we look at this? I know, MJ, you said this is tough on both sides because when you look at the other side of things, well, you have the liability of Legoland if they send someone down without, and they get hurt.
Well, Legoland, it's even beyond that. Legoland is concerned that this device might become detached, and what if it comes flying down the slide and, you know, it cracks somebody, you know, in the head, you know, something like, oh, son of a, like that, you know?
What are the chances of that happening compared to the chances of the kid almost drowning without his leg?
All right. I think I agree with Legoland.
Do you really?
I mean, yeah, I do.
Well, tell us why.
I think, you know, the liability of him going, even with a swimming leg, he's not swimming. He's going on a flume ride now. It's not like he was in a pool.
Was there a flipper on the end of that thing?
Something along those lines where this was a special swimming prosthetic, but he wasn't swimming.
The lawsuit claims that Legoland is in violation of the ADA, which is the Americans with Disabilities Act. The actions of Legoland Beach Retreat's employees here send a clear message to all visitors with disabilities. You take your life into your own hands every time you visit this attraction. This is according to some legal ringer. Actually, her name is Ringer.
I think that's why.
Is it really? Yeah, it is.
Are we missing the best part of the story here, people?
Hold on. It's hard to determine what was worse, that a Legoland Beach Retreat employee could allegedly cause a 10-year-old boy with disabilities to almost drown by ordering him to remove a prosthetic leg and forbid him from taking it with him on a water slide, or that no lifeguards or employees noticed that the boy was almost drowning when he was forced to swim without the leg, said Rook Elizabeth Ringer, an attorney at the Lento Law Group, where their slogan is the Lento Law Group for the leg.
Really?
Wow.
No, that was a little for the people play.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm joking around.
I was like, that's terrible. They must do a lot of prosthetic cases over there at the Lento Group.
Morgan and Morgan for the people.
Guys.
The Lento Law Group for the leg.
What did happen? Leg go. Leg
Land.
You got a Lego, your leg, and Legoland? Is that what you're saying?
Leg go.
Their policy is on the sign. How did the mother not know this?
I feel bad. I really feel bad for this kid. I really do. I can see both sides of the story. I empathize with the mother. I empathize with the little boy, a 10-year-old, who appears to be, you know, dealing with his disability in a phenomenal way. This kid sounds like he can do anything. I think that it's wonderful for this little 10-year-old boy. So I see their side of things, and then I understand that, like I said, we were in Japan. Hang on, I'll get my daughter. Let me get Chloe on the phone.
He should have stumped him right in the nuts with his nub. Maybe not.
Let me get Chloe on the phone here, because she'll remember. We had to take our shoes off at Fujiyama. What's the...
Oh, put a shoe back on. Oh, stinky.
Oh, that place has some incredible roller coasters. Hey, Chloe?
Hello?
Hey, Chloe, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we had to take our shoes off. Do you remember which roller coaster that was at Fuji Q?
The biggest one, the fastest one.
Yeah, wasn't that a great roller coaster? But we had to take our shoes off and put them in a locker, didn't we?
Yeah, you had to take those off because I feel like any shoe could fall off.
Yeah, that thing pulled some serious G's. And so I've been to places where, and there are other amusement parks that don't allow prosthetic. I don't think you, on this roller coaster at Fuji Q in Japan, it's right near Mount Fuji, and they've got among the best roller coasters in the world. We've been there a couple times, actually. And I believe you have to take off prosthetic limbs on that roller coaster ride because they're concerned that they, you know, might fly right off.
Sorry, sir, you take out glass eyeball.
Look, I think you taking off your shoes is much different than somebody taking off a prosthetic device on these roller coasters that pull a lot of G's. I mean, if you're doing a flip,
I get it. I get it.
Pew! It's awful.
I don't know if there are any winners here. All right, Claw, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't imagining that we had to take our shoes off.
That must have felt cool on your feet.
After this news cycle, we'll never hear this story again because they're going to settle.
Yeah.
They're going to settle.
There's no real winner here. I can see both sides of the equation.
So they say safety is our number one priority at Legoland. They had their statement. But don't you think this wouldn't be where it is if people exercise more compassion about this situation? That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like they have a policy, and this kid might have been in violation of this. I don't have an issue with Legoland.
I think there was concern with this attachment going down the slide for his safety and for others' safety. And, you know, unfortunately he had the problem at the bottom of the pool. This is a tough story. If this goes to a jury trial, this is a tough case. Let's do some morons in the news. We'll wrap things up next on the MJ Morning Show. Back in moments. Don't move.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105 at 941 and Aerosmith. Final moments of the MJ Morning Show here on it's Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The 8th.
Tuesday, the day after Pearl Harbor Day, as a matter of fact. And today has significance as well, December 8th. Do you know what December 8th is?
Coop's birthday!
Happy birthday again, Coop. 23 years old.
Thank you.
All right, quickly, let's do some morons in the news. I love this story. This is, what are you pointing at, Fester?
We have actual real news.
What's that?
Mayor Jane Castor of the city of Tampa.
Hey.
Said that the boil water notice will likely last until Thursday.
So, oh, my gosh, no.
Yeah, so this whole water main deal, it's a big deal.
It is.
But it's going to be a bigger deal for restaurants. Busch Gardens is closed today, so the Tampa boil advisory is going to be extended at least 72 hours.
Mayor Jane Castor says at least Thursday, the boil water order. Josh Stills is ticked.
It's very surprising, and it's very, you know what I'm saying, disappointing. I need gas, and I got to use the bathroom. This ain't good.
That was after he tried to go to a Wawa that was closed because of the water problem in Tampa.
And I need gas.
Yes, you do.
And I got to use the bathroom.
What do you think of the MJ Morning Show coming back?
This ain't good.
Aw.
Those are my top two priorities after the show today as well. I got to get gas, I got to hit the can.
Very relatable.
That stinks.
Man adjusting his pants causes a gun to go off inside Neiman Marcus.
Oh, God.
In Atlanta. Oh, my God. How do you adjust your pants and then you nearly... You shut your shoot your wiener off.
Well, it's like, you got to give yourself the old pinch and twist every once in a while as a guy.
Atlanta police, someone's gun accidentally went off inside Neiman Marcus, Lenox Square, causing mall customers to run for cover and hide. Thinking there was some kind of shooting. And investigators and officers called to the mall. This was 6 p.m. on Saturday. People calling 911. Saying they heard gunshots coming from inside the department store. The police, full-blown, running code, lights and sirens. Witnesses initially indicated that there may have been a dispute occurring between two individuals when they heard a shot fired. But then officers have uncovered additional information. No dispute. No fight. Just the male was walking through the store, adjusting his pants. The firearm was in his waistband and he pulled the trigger.
I picked up my britches by the trigger.
People really just in their pockets like that?
Yes.
So will he go to jail? Will he go to jail for that?
There's probably two of them in this building right now.
Yes.
Oh, he's supposed to have a holster.
Yes. Yes, they do.
I'm sorry, this room.
This room. Yes, exactly.
Okay, I get you. Okay.
Will he go to jail for that?
But
no, it appears the shot was accidental. He could get charged with...
What about possession?
Was he charged? No one was injured by the bull. This guy could have shot a nut off, man.
It's like Plaxico,
Plaxico Burress. That's who I was thinking of. Yeah, he went to jail for 22 months.
Yeah, he was at a nightclub in New York City, in Manhattan, and he shot himself in the thigh. Yeah. That's right.
The gun laws in New York City are a little different than Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, police said the gun owner ran from the mall and has not been found.
See
if some guy shows up in a 24-hour urgent care with a blasted nut.
If I just graze this, the side of my leg, I'm leaving. I'm not sticking around. That's a problem.
Here's another one. Man said he was cleaning a marijuana grow and he found the firearm and then accidentally shot himself in the leg. What? On Thanksgiving Day, 8:48 p.m., Humboldt County, in California. Sheriff's Department got word from a man with a gunshot wound. He was taken to a, I guess he was being taken to a community hospital. And allegedly, he was cleaning some kind of marijuana grow area. He found the gun and picks it up and shoots himself in the leg.
Ow! Just finds a gun? That's crazy.
Man. Oh, I got some great, just ridiculous COVID mask stuff.
COVIDiots in the news?
COVIDiots in the news. Man pulls down mask exposing his face during a bank robbery in Mississippi. Did you see this?
I saw a dude robbing a bank with a mask.
Jackson, Mississippi. Image shows a man appeared to be wearing a face mask that he pulled down exposing his face. Hey, sir, I can't hear you behind the mask. Can you please bring it down?
Sorry, sir.
There's a robbery. I can't hear you, sir. There's a robbery coming on the way. Sir, I can't hear you, please. This is a robbery. This is a sticker. Sir, I can't hear you. You got to take the mask off.
I stopped doing it, but when we first started wearing masks, sometimes if I couldn't hear someone talk, I'd pull my mask down like you can hear with your mouth or something.
Come on.
So maybe that's what he was doing.
Really? And then, look, another local story. Maskless man arrested. It's Florida, so we've had a whole series of Largo crazy stories lately. This is actually, is this Palm Bay? Palm Bay, so this is the other side of the state. Maskless man arrested after coughing and spitting on the Geek Squad at Best Buy.
Oh, come on. That's funny.
Not the Geek Squad.
No, it's the Gleek Squad.
Excuse me. It's the Gleek Squad. Sir, you just got spittle on my shoulder. Excuse me.
After being denied Geek Squad service at a Best Buy store due to his refusal to wear a mask, a Florida man allegedly coughed and spit all over the store counter before spraying a beverage from his mouth.
That's awesome.
As he departed the business. So what, he had like a beverage in his mouth and he went, then he sprayed it all out of his mouth?
Give him the old spit take.
So is that assault?
Alton Ashby, 51, was arrested for disorderly conduct following his outburst Saturday at a Best Buy store in Vero Beach. He lives in nearby Palm Bay. Was freed by the Indian River County authorities after posting $500 bond. Yeah, according to the arrest affidavit, the maskless Ashby, according to thesmokinggun.com, walked up to the Geek Squad counter.
Yes, sir.
Where a worker asked him to put on a mask. When Ashby refused, the worker summoned her manager, who provided Ashby with a mask. After putting the mask on, Ashby removed the face covering and started sneezing. The manager told police upon being told that he would not be provided service, he said he coughed and spit all over the Geek Squad counter. They continued to walk around the department area to do the same thing. So he was coughing. He was walking around the whole, like, all the connected counters, and he's going,
it's like a rabid dog walking around.
What's this guy doing?
Really?
I've been spat upon. Call the police.
And when he would not leave the store, a worker called 911. He was carrying a Coca-Cola, which he sprayed everywhere out of his mouth as he was leaving the store.
Tough cleanup.
What a bozo. That's unbelievable. All right, we're done. Masked morons in the news,
there you
folks.
Go.
All right, MJMorningShow.com. If you have not seen the Zoom video, I don't know how long it's going to be up. This is the Zoom video from this Homeowners Association meeting in New Tampa from November 24th, and people are saying that something hanky-panky was going on. Watch the video. You determine. I'm hearing that there's another side to the story, and we're hoping to get the other side of the story from one of the attorneys involved in this video, where people are suggesting that the guy crawling on the floor then crawled underneath the desk while the other female attorney was sitting there doing a Zoom meeting with the Quarry Lakes Homeowners Association. Watch the video, folks. This video could disappear at any moment on YouTube. The link is on our website, MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. Folks, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.